From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Having high blood pressure typically means trouble for a patient's heart. A new study by researchers with the American Heart Association finds that blood pressure issues at any age can also create danger for a patient's brain as well. According to their study, even slightly elevated blood pressure for any period of time can lead to faster cognitive decline in adults. Well, looking for ways to lower your blood pressure naturally? In a moment, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. That's the website. Let's set another record, by the way. Go to the website right now and smash that server, CriticalHealthNews.com. And there's a phone number to call for people. Doc's staff is there who will give you information on things he will talk about tonight, so it'll be very helpful to you. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. I'll give that out several times tonight. Keep that number. CriticalHealthNews.com. Up next with Dr. Joel Wallach on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. I've got another great show for you tonight. What a great staff we have on this program. They really know what they're doing. Dr. Joel Wallach back with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, that number to call because Doc gives out a lot of information. And if you're driving in a car, I don't want you writing while you're driving. So that's 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO to get some more information. Doc, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, George. As usual, you and your team are the greatest.
So this story about having high blood pressure for any length of time can speed up cognitive decline in studies. You talked a little bit about that over the years. That's really serious. High blood pressure is a serious thing, isn't it?
Yes, and of course, the thing that doctors forget is that when you have coronary artery disease, you have, you know, disease of the arteries in the heart, and they want to do a bypass or put stents in. Every artery in your body has the same problem. It's not just your coronary arteries. You get them in your brain, and this is what causes this brain cognitive stuff. It's called vascular dementia. And, of course, we have a program for that very quickly. Usually within 2 to 6 weeks, you're back to normal. But you have to give up all the bad foods, the things that cause the problem, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, brought around oats, and sugar. And then you throw in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Blood pressure comes right down, blood flow increases. I'll even get you off of dialysis. If you haven't urinated in 10 years, you're on dialysis 6 days a week, in 2 weeks' time you'll be urinating, you'll be off of dialysis.
Well, I got to tell you, Doc, you know, it's always great having you back on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I'm looking forward to this. Lots going on. So Thanksgiving is gone. And it wasn't quite the Thanksgiving we've normally had because of COVID. Lots of people didn't want a lot of family people around. They kept it really tight. And I have a feeling Christmas is going to be the same way. Any medical advice that you would give people for the holidays?
Yes, George, now I figured this out. You know, I'm a statistician. I'm a pathologist. And so I was trying to figure out why some countries just don't have a big problem, why some states in the United States don't have a big problem and some do. Well, you know, Fauci came out, and he's failed us, and I have a paper coming out. I interviewed eight Asian countries on a Zoom. That's going to come out here pretty soon.
Okay.
The title is The Manchurian Prescription. It follows the Manchurian Candidate book, which you're probably familiar with.
Yes, sure am.
Okay.
And the movie. And the movie.
And the movie, yeah. Well, this is this interview on these eight Asian countries and their leaders in the countries. This is a big deal, okay? It's called the Manchurian Prescription. And despite a year and a half of wearing masks, distancing, washing our hands, we have 16,256,000 infections and 300 dead people in America. I mean, we've started wars for less intrusion than that, okay? So what goes on here? Well, let's compare a few countries and see why, okay? Just briefly, the U.K., England, Scotland, and Ireland have a total of 67 million people. Infection level right now is 1,830,000 and 64,000 deaths. Thailand, an Asian country, same 67,000 people. Excuse me, 67 million people. They have 4,000 infections instead of 1,800,000, and they have 60 deaths instead of 64,000. Well, let's see if that holds. Let's go with Florida with 22 million people and Taiwan with 23 million people. Florida has 1.1 125, 1,125,000 infections. Taiwan has 736 infections. Florida has 20,133 deaths, and Taiwan has 7 deaths. Okay, let's look at Hong Kong and Arizona. Both of them have 7.5 million, okay, 7,500,000. Hong Kong has 7,500 infections and 116 deaths.
There's a pattern here, isn't there?
Yes. Arizona has 408,000, okay, instead of 7,000. They have 7,000 deaths instead of 116. And if I may, I'll give you two or three more, and you'll figure it out right away. Okay, let's compare Japan and Mexico. They both have 126 million people. Mexico has 1.250 million infections. Japan has 177,000. Mexico has 113,000 deaths. Japan has 2,000 deaths. Okay, the last one I want to compare, and I can go on all night, but let's just take one more. Let's look at Nigeria with 207 million people and Brazil with 210 million people. Nigeria has 72,000 infections and 1,194 deaths. Brazil has 6.8 million infections instead of 72,000 and has 181,000 deaths. So what's the difference between Brazil and Nigeria? Okay.
Well, it's got to be diet, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. You got it. You get an A+. I knew you would, George. Nigeria lives on corn and rice and sweet potatoes. Brazil lives on wheat, barley, and oats.
Do these foreign countries, Doc, supplement the way we do here in the United States? They don't do that.
No. But they do eat marine algae and stuff like that, which has a lot of minerals in it.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, same way with Hong Kong. Okay. They're a city nation, Asian. They live on rice and sweet potatoes and vegetables. Their average longevity, is 84.6 years. Arizona, lives on wheat, barley, and oats because they're 31% Latino, and their longevity is 71 years.
Jeez, 13-year difference. That's huge.
It's huge. Okay, so let's look at India now. India has 9.8 million infections, 143,000 dead. Now, so what's going on in India? 1.4 billion people. 1.4 billion people, the same population as China. China has 92,000 infections and 4,000 deaths. India has 9.8 million infections and 143,000 deaths. Well, let's look at India. They have 29 states and 7 territories. The northern 9 states has 95% of the deaths and 86% of the infections. The southern 20 states and the 7 territories have 5% of the deaths and 14% of the infections. These are very homogenous people. They all have the same race. They all are the same religion. So what's the difference? It's a stark difference between the north and the south. What's going on there? Well, in the north, they eat everything grown from wheat, barley, and oats because they live up in the hills and the mountains. In the south, they live in the swamps and they can only grow rice.
Why is rice more healthier for you?
Because it has no gluten in it.
Interesting. Gluten's that bad?
Yes. Well, it makes your intestines go away. Instead of looking like a shag rug in your intestines, it looks like a plastic tube. Now, here's why it's bad. The vaccines, which is coming out here, the COVID-19, praise the Lord, is coming out. But vaccines do not kill the virus. Everybody thinks the vaccines kill the virus.
I'm told the virus isn't alive in the first place, don't understand.
It is. Okay. And so the vaccines don't kill the virus, but what they do is they make the vaccine out of the protein from the viruses so that your immune system, which is in your bone marrow, recognizes it and sends out the defenses.
It can. What if it can't?
Well, that's the problem. That's why we wound up with 16 million infections and 300,000 deaths, because our bone marrow is dead. Because we live on the breakfast of champions, Wheaties, oatmeal for breakfast. We eat flour tortillas. We have pancakes and waffles and French toast and Spaghetti Factory 3 nights a week.
All the good tasting stuff. Good for us, huh?
And beer. Now, you can have beer, but it's got to be made from rice from Japan and China. Okay? You have to eat everything made from rice, just like these Asian countries. And that's why they have 116 deaths in Hong Kong instead of 7,000 deaths like we have in Arizona. It's like Taiwan has 7 deaths, and Texas, with the same population, has 23,000 deaths, okay? Because their intestines are still good, and they're able to extract the minerals from the algae and the sweet potatoes and rice that's grown. And so they are able to protect themselves. Their immune systems work. Our immune systems don't work. And here's what I predict. I predict, George, that young kids under the age of 10 are going to respond fairly well to this COVID vaccine because they're still young enough. They haven't been eating gluten for 50 years.
Right.
Their intestines
right.
can still make white blood cells and antibodies. You get middle-aged people, 40, 50, 60, and seniors above 60, there's going to be highly variable response to the vaccine.
Oh, boy.
Those who live on rice and sweet potatoes, the Asian people in our country, are going to do very well. But the Latinos are not going to do very well because their intestines are dead.
What about the people who elect not to take the vaccine?
Well, if you get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and the glutens, and you take your 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and the MSM is going to rebuild your bones and your bone marrow, you'll do very well.
Doc, stay with us, Doc. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and take phone calls with you for the next hour and a half. Plus, Tom will take your text and tweets. So send him a little message if you can't get on the program. We do this to help you folks. Want you to feel better. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Set a record, hit the website, and then the toll-free number to call. Not to get on the show. We'll give you that in a moment. But for information, 1-855-949-7234. Welcome back to Coast, Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We have fallen short of the record, so I want to push you again to go to the website at criticalhealthnews.com. Free app, by the way, in the app stores at criticalhealthnews.com. Make sure you download it. And again, the number to call for assistance. Once Doc starts taking calls, he really throws out the information. If you miss it, call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. It is amazing how many people are starting to supplement, Doc. You know what?
You know, I think the message is getting through, George. It's one of those things where in the old days, doctors would say, don't waste your money on taking vitamins and minerals. Just eat well. You're going to get everything you need. Well, any doctor who says that should be put in jail as a serial killer, both C-E-R and S-E-R spellings, because you cannot get everything you need. If you look at commercial fertilizers for farmers, they only have 3 minerals in there because plants only need 3 minerals to give the farmer the maximum yield in terms of tons and bushels per acre. And a farmer gets paid by tons and bushels. He doesn't get paid by the nutritional value of the food.
No, he doesn't. Let's go to some of the calls here. Michael in Colorado to get us started. Hi, Michael.
Hey, George. This is really odd because, as I told you before, I've been listening to your show since 1998. And my first 3 calls that I was able to get in with you was in the last couple months, once with Dr. Wallach and twice with Ben Fuchs.
That's lovely.
Here we are again.
You're on a roll.
I was on hold twice last week when you had shows on rock music, but I was too late in line to actually get on the air. So anyway, I have 2 questions.
Sure.
I'd like to know what is the cause and or cure for somebody who characteristically and ordinarily, rarely, if ever, up until a certain point in their life, would get angry, and then all of a sudden, one day, and going on for 20 years, they easily, not always, but often get angry at inanimate objects or situations where something goes wrong, and it's uncharacteristic and out of the ordinary for that person's character to do that. And my second question may be connected to this.
Let's do the first one first, Michael, and then we'll come back for your second one. So, Doc, what would make somebody uncharacteristically go off the edge?
Okay, well, this is usually a nutritional deficiency, okay? Your brain requires 90 essential nutrients, and it's one of those things where the brain doesn't get what it needs, and doctors give a lot of bad advice. They say, no cholesterol. They'll give you statin drugs to lower your cholesterol. Cholesterol makes up 75% of your brain weight. Cholesterol makes up 95% of the weight of testosterone and 95% of the weight of estrogen and progesterone. And so you could have a circulation problem. Again, you could have plugged arteries in your brain, and not enough oxygen getting in there, you can have those issues.
Yeah, something's happening to his head.
Happening biochemically in the brain. If they go to sleep a half hour, an hour after eating a meal, they get drowsy and have to sit down and take a little 10, 15-minute nap. In the old days, it used to be called narcolepsy. Well, today we know it's a reactive hypoglycemia. And so what I like to do for people like this is per 100 pounds of body weight, first of all, you got to get off all the bad foods so you maximize absorption, keep your intestines happy, the villi, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat butter, no sugar. And then they need one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. I would throw in an extra bottle of our selenium with the five cofactors. And then I would also throw in the de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. Those 2 bottles a month, they need to take the ultimate niacin plus, one twice a day, and I'll tell you why in a minute. And then they need the ultimate daily classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That's going to get circulation into the brain if they have a vascular issue. And then lastly, I would throw in our HGH, which is our human growth hormone, which makes it's all the nutrients necessary to make your pituitary gland happy, which controls the traffic in your brain when it comes to anger and that kind of stuff. And so you've heard of scurvy, pellagra, beriberi. Mm-hmm. And these things are all nutritional deficiencies. One other thing I would throw in there is our synaptive. It's the raw materials for your brain cells to make the biochemistry necessary for them to talk to each other. And synaptive, three of those twice a day. And I deal a lot with people, you know, who've been arrested for these sort of things. They've been put in psychiatric wards for these sort of things. And very quickly, these are reversible, but they got to get rid of the bad stuff so they can maximize absorption. And then they have to take the supplements forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, what was your second question?
Okay, this is going to sound odd, probably. Dr. Wallach has probably never been asked this, let alone heard of it being asked before. I think, I tend to believe that some or a lot of old wives' tales are actually true, especially when they refer to health. So you hear stories of coaches of athletes tell the players, don't have sex before the game. So my question is, now I don't know about females, but I'm asking about males.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's possible, just like with sweating or exhaling or whatever, do you think that it's possible that over so many years or decades that the male having sex for that long a period can actually be depleting vital nutrients?
Well, that's an interesting take. Okay. I don't think so, Doc. We regenerate quickly, don't we?
Well, yeah, and of course, you're going to get vital nutrients from supplementation and avoiding the bad foods to maximize absorption. And, of course, when you look at the top athletes out there, in fact, we just had a basketball player, I guess yesterday, collapse on the basketball court, 22-year-old guy. I actually have two CDs out there. One is called Dead Athletes Don't Lie, and the other one is Exercise Without Supplementation is Suicide. Well, it's one of those things where sex isn't a bad thing. The good Lord made us that way, to have an attraction to the opposite sex to perpetuate every species. Every species, whether you're a worm or a wombat or a giraffe or a human being or an elephant or a dragon or a crocodile or a fish, has sex with a male and a female. Okay, that's the way it's supposed to be. And if you're taking your 90 essential nutrients, there's no negatives to having sex 5 minutes before you go out in the field and get a touchdown or, you know, shoot baskets and all that kind of stuff.
That might get you a touchdown.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to Giovanna in Button Willow, California, west of the Rockies. Hi, Giovanna.
Hi, George. Hey, Doc.
Hey.
First, I wanted to say your products are amazing. I've seen tons of success stories by turning them onto your stuff.
Thank you.
And teaching them a little bit. But my question now is for my dog, who's just been diagnosed with cancer, I guess, on Friday. They can't tell exactly because they don't have the equipment here in the whole county. But now he's got some pulmonary or whatever edema, this cough with the fluid builds up in the lungs.
How old is the dog?
11.
Okay, did they do an ultrasound or an X-ray and see masses, or how did they determine the dog?
X-ray and they saw a mass, yeah, between his heart and his lungs.
Well, this is right down your alley, Doc.
Yeah, and of course, how much does a dog weigh?
60 pounds.
Okay. Now, at the very least, we'll be able to extend the dog's life if the doctor says, you know, this is bad in the lungs and a bad place in the lungs. He may only have a couple of months to live. We might be able to give him 3 to 5 years. Or it may totally go away because they haven't done a biopsy. So we don't know what that mass is. Is it a benign thing? You know, you understand what I'm saying? We don't know exactly. We know there's a mass there. So, and you say the dog weighs 50 pounds?
Between 50 and 60. I haven't weighed him since Friday. He was fine Friday, and then Friday evening he just went down, and he hasn't eaten since Saturday, but I've been with the Arthrodex and the water and the broth.
Okay, well, you hit the button there with the Arthrodex. It's one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight, so I go ahead and give him 3 scoops.
That's a big dog, by the way, Doc, isn't it? 60 pounds.
Yeah, well, you know, you get some of these big dogs, they're 60, 70, 100 pounds and so forth, so it's a medium-sized dog. And so I'd give it 3 scoops of the Arthrodex. I'd give it 3 of the EFAs to prevent blood clots. And then I want to really support the immune system and have anti-inflammatory properties, get some of that swelling from inside the chest cavity and off the lungs and the bronchi and the heart and blood vessels. So I want him to get the also I want him to have the Cell Shield RTQ. You go ahead and take 3 of those. Okay, 3 of those, Cell Shield RTQ. I also want him to have our pollen burst. I want to take 3 of those. You may have to open them up and put them in a liquid he likes of some kind. And then I would throw in our selenium. I would throw in our selenium because it has 5 cofactors in there that really, really will support the immune system. And whatever makes him happy, if you have to give him 1 meal a day just of ground meat or scrambled eggs with butter, whatever it is to get him to eat, you know, the supplements, mix the supplements in with whatever it is he likes. And so, you know, you have to kind of bend the system a little bit to make sure he's going to eat those supplements.
All right. Good luck, Giovanna. Hope everything works out for you there. And again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com, and the toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. I didn't realize until I started talking to you, Doc, over the years how important selenium was.
Yeah, well, selenium is a cofactor for many, many reactions of the body, including the defense systems. And I can take somebody who's had multiple liver operations because they had cirrhosis of the liver and edema and fluid buildup in the body, and then their liver would be about the size of a grapefruit instead of a watermelon. And in 3 months' time, their liver is back up to the size of a watermelon, and everything's fine. The selenium will support your immune system. Of course, we put the cofactors in there, and it's an amazing thing. When people have arthritis, osteoporosis, they have osteoporosis of the skull, they're getting all these terrible things going on in the skull, they're losing their vision, they've been blind 6 years, we get them on our program with our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and throw in some of our extra selenium with the cofactors in there. I had bets with eye doctors on this one.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. There was 27 charts he gave me. These people were legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years. And to make a long story short, we gave them the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack with the extra selenium and the cofactors. And in 90 days, they could all read 20/20, okay, without glasses. So he had to pay for all of their supplements. He had to, take me out to Ruth Chris's Steakhouse for a big steak dinner, give me a very expensive bottle of red French wine. The best part, though, for an hour every day for a month, he had to stand on the street corner in the busiest street corner in his city and scream that Wallach was right and I was wrong.
That was part of the bet. Text and tweets, what do you have for Doc, Tom?
Doc, this one's from Caroline in Dallas, Texas. She says that she was told to put Vicks Vapor Rub on her feet for her neuropathy, and she wants to know if that's true.
Well, it's not going to help your neuropathy, make your feet smell good. Okay.
And tingle.
Neuropathies in your feet are usually caused by, 99.9% of the time, are caused by people shrinking and or their disc between their vertebrae and their lumbar vertebrae in particular shrinking, a degenerative disc disease. The lumbar vertebrae get close together, smash the roots of the sciatic nerves, which are the motor nerves and sensory nerves coming out of the lumbar area of the spinal cord, and it causes these peripheral neuropathies, numbness, tingling, itching, burning.
What about diabetics, too? Same thing?
Well, yeah. Well, see, you have to appreciate, well, diabetes is a deficiency of one or two minerals. Sometimes you're deficient in both of them. Sometimes you're deficient in either one of those. Very few people are deficient in one nutrient. When you're deficient in a nutrient, the odds are you're deficient in 3, 4, 5, 6. And it's not unusual for people who have diabetes to lose their vision. The doctors want to amputate their feet because they get ulcers and things in their feet.
Oh, geez.
And we put them on our program. We save their feet. We save their eyes. Their vision comes back. I take people, George, who've been a brittle diabetic for 30 years, and they're going blind, and they want to amputate their feet, and I get them on our program, our healthy blood sugar pack, and in 30 days, they can read 20/20 again. Their doctor says, I don't know why, but you don't have diabetes anymore. I don't know what happened here.
You have helped a lot of people, Doc.
Yes.
You sure have. Let's grab one quick call before the break. First-time caller, Jason, truck driving in Missouri. Hey, Jace, go ahead, sir.
Hi, George. Hi, doctor.
Yes, sir.
My question is pertaining to psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
I did the ketogenic diet for about a year, a little over a year, about a year and 3 months. And some of it went away, but it keeps coming back in spots. And I just can't get rid of this stuff. I had it for like 25 years. I was just
wondering. You want to get rid of it in a couple of weeks?
Get rid of it fast, Doc. We got a minute and a half.
Okay. Well, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, these sorts of things are all caused by a deficiency of a certain class of nutrients. They also, did you have asthma, sir?
Oh.
Nope.
Okay. So, because sometimes asthma will go along with that. What do you weigh?
About 160 pounds.
Okay. Get rid of all the bad foods to maximize absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, rhinose, no sugar. 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. You want to get two of the bottles of the MSM, so you can take 3 of those twice a month to help rebuild the skin. And I would also take our collagen. Okay, we have one called hair, skin, and nails. You can go ahead and take 3 of those twice a day. But you got to stay off the bad foods forever, and you got to take the 90 essential nutrients forever, and the eczema goes away, as well as irritable bowel syndrome.
And the psoriasis.
Asthma and the psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, it all goes away.
All right, Doc, we're going to come back. Final hour to go with Doc Wallach, and we'll take calls. Those of you on hold, and there are many of you, we will get to you quickly when we come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website to go to. The toll-free number to call for assistance. If you miss what Doc is talking about, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO.